And there's one more advantage that real estate has that I absolutely love that I don't really get from stocks. I know you get dividends from stocks, but every single month, those checks come rolling in.
Right.
Passive income, the least taxed income possible. Every single month, those checks wind up in my mailbox. Kim and I cash them. That's why we never have to work again for the rest of our lives, because we own so many pieces of real estate. And we keep adding to that because that's passive income.
Right.
And we started with one little two-bedroom house. It was $66,000. We bought it for $46,000. And we kept buying and we kept buying.
You still have that house, Robert?
No, that one we flipped out because we're moving out of the area.
Uh-huh. What was the rental when you bought it, and what was the rental later on?
Rental was the same. It didn't even change.
My point is that, in general, your rentals are indexed for inflation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
point.
Just
as the value of the property is indexed for inflation. So
right.
You buy yourself a rental income stream with someone else's money, the bank's money, and perhaps some vendor finance. And that rental income stream is indexed for inflation, and the property still goes up.
You've that's
got
right.
It always.
If interest rates go up, you can raise your rent.
Right.
You know, you have any excuse, you can raise your rent. But the thing that Kim and I buy for is not so much that area. We just like the freedom, that steady cash flow, thousands of dollars every month coming in that we don't have to work for. And that's passive income, the least taxed income there is. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I'm not sitting around waiting for my stock price to go up or down, my dividend check and all that. I am in control of how much income comes in every single month. I love it.
There's another thing I love about real estate, and that is the time factors involved. Real estate is a long-term investment. You need to look at the 10-year plan before you really want to figure out whether you're doing well. Whereas a lot of people in other investment areas, whether you're doing currency trades or gold or stocks for that matter, you tend to have to look every week or every day, and some people even look every hour, because if the market goes against you, you have to make a move. So when you look at the graphs of the way the stock market has gone for the last century, it's a very spiky graph. It's got lots of ups and downs, and it's very volatile. You don't know when it's going to go up and when it's going to go down. On the other hand, when you look at the graph of real estate, it's a very steady curve. It's not linear. It doesn't go up uniformly. It sort of has a few fits and starts, but it's a very smooth curve when compared with the stock market curve.
And when people say, what happens if the economy gets bad? What happens when the economy gets bad, especially if you're in what they call B and C class real estate,
mm-hmm.
not the high income rental properties, more people want to rent when the economy is bad than buy. So it really has been so inflation proof and as well as depression proof.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons why that graph is particularly smooth.
Steady.
Because if there is a downturn, people will sell their stocks before they sell the home they live in.
That's correct.
And even if they sell the home they live in, they still have to live somewhere. But people don't have to have a stock market portfolio.